Unknown Diaries by playwright and dissident Václav Havel, kept when he was jailed by the communist regime in 1977, will be published later this year by the Václav Havel Library on the occasion of what would have been the late Czech president's 80th birthday. The recently discovered entries were written over a period of several months following the release of the Charter 77 Manifesto. Ruth Funkova asked Mikhail Zhantovsky, who is the head of the Václav Havel Library, to discuss more about their origin.
The entries were written between January and July 1977, when the Charter 77 Human Rights Initiative was launched and spearheaded by Václav Havel as its spokesman. And 14 days later, he ended up in detention and then in pretrial custody, where he spent the next 4 months. And he started making notes into a very ordinary scheduling diary, such as they existed at the time. And this disappeared after he was released in subsequent years and was only discovered in the garage of a close friend of his by the grandson of the friend when his grandpa died and he was clearing up his papers.
So nobody actually knew about the existence of these diaries until they were discovered?
No, because Václav Havel never mentioned the existence of the diary, and it's not a coherent diary as some are. It's a very fragmentary piece of record in which he just dropped notes and recorded some of the events, some of the interrogations, and so on as they happened.
Would you say that the text shed some new light on this period of Václav Havel's life?
Well, we have had other evidence of this period of Havel's life from his personal recollections, from some of his books, from the police documents and trial documents. So it's nothing radically new there, but it certainly helps us to understand his mindset and his mood at the time and the pressures he was under during the period of interrogation. So yes, it adds to the plasticity and depth of our understanding of Václav Havel.
As you said, the texts are quite fragmentary. Will you publish them exactly as they were written, or will you put them in broader context?
Well, we spent a lot of time thinking about this, so in the end, we're not going to retype the diaries. We're going to publish them in their entirety as facsimile, because they also make a very interesting graphic document, and we will add to them a set of 5 essays on various aspects of the diaries by Havel experts and associates, so that we can bring the context to the reader.